Welcome to the show. It's called the family meeting, where you could say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny or embarrasses the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the family meeting on NWCZradio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about camping, but we're going to kick things off tonight with Lust for Glory and Just a Call on the family meeting on NWCZradio.com. Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Lust for Glory and Just a Call. So, did you kill anybody this week, John?
I'm sure that some parents thought that they might be dying while we were camping last week.
Really?
Yeah.
We went for a walk. Or I didn't go. I took a nap.
And I was going to say, I know that reminds me of a joke off of Last Comic Standing where the guy starts to say something and he goes, and you know that's a lie. John starts the story with that. We went for a walk.
Yeah, I've never been for a walk. And, so they go for a walk, and there's a lady there. There's a guy with her little daughter, with his little daughter there, and there's a backstop where you could shoot off rifles and handguns into this if you wanted to up in the mountains. And so mom just looks at the people and go, "Hey, do you mind if we just bring our guns back and, you know, shoot them off?" And the guy
had a hatchet, and he was in the middle of like cutting this wood into kindling, and he just paused like mid cut, and he was like, And she's like, "Well, I just thought that maybe you were shooting because there's like these targets back here." He's like, "No, we weren't shooting anything.
We're camping here."
And she's like, "Oh," and dad's like, "We'll go find somewhere else. Come on, let's go." And yeah, those people, like, the concern look, because his wife was there too, like at the table doing whatever, you know, you do when you're camping.
Yeah.
And like she paused, and like they had their little like 5-year-old daughter or whatever there, and she
that's impressive to make an entire family do a spit take.
Well,
do you mind,
like,
if we just bring our guns back and start shooting people?
What?
Yeah. Can we just bring our guns back and shoot off some rounds right here?
And hold this apple.
Yeah. So they were a little uneasy. And then
way to set up the neighborhood when you first move in for camping.
I don't know if these two things are related or not, but so mom says that to them, and they obviously were a little freaked out. And then I saw their car go by, like, because there was like some woods between our campsite and the street, and so I saw them go by like both directions like 3 or 4 times in the next couple hours. Like they were just keeping an eye out, see where the crazy gun wielding people were at.
I think they were trying to probably find a ranger.
Yeah, right. These sons of bitches over here are gonna shoot us.
So yeah, it was pretty funny. And mom's still like, I didn't say that. And I'm like, yeah, you said, can we bring guns back here and shoot them off? And she's like, no, I didn't. And I'm like, yeah, you did.
Let's get the family over here and ask them.
Let's bring them up here to our campsite. Yeah.
Survey says.
Hey, you, come with us. Yeah, that would work out well. Can I bring my hatchet? Oh, yeah. Fuck, bring it. You brought a hatchet to a gunfight.
Can I bring my hatchet? Sure. Is it going to stop a bullet?
Is it magical?
Sure, Van Helsing. Come on over.
So then we actually find a place to shoot the guns off. I have like 800 rounds of ammo, and I have my AR-15 and my 9mm pistol. And we've all taken a couple turns shooting some magazines, and so Krista's shooting the rifle now, and Krista has the AR-15, and she's lining up to shoot it at this target.
For some reason, when you told me this story originally, I was picturing like one of Dad's like bolt action rifles. I wasn't expecting it to be the AR-15.
No, we're shooting AR-15.
No, she has a semi-automatic 30-round magazine, AR-15. She shoots one round out of it, and a bug bites her leg, and I'm standing right next to her, and she just starts spinning in circles with this fucking gun.
And I took my trigger hand off.
You need to take some fire safety lessons.
And I was being like stung by something.
She's spinning in circles. I don't know if
you're... So were all the people around when the bullets started stinging them.
I don't know if you've ever been killed by these assholes in Call of Duty with these trick shots where they jump in the air, they spin in circles, and then they shoot you in the fucking head. And that's all I could think about when she was sitting there spinning with this AR-15 in her hand. Like, that's exactly what happens on Call of Duty. Like, they,
I was like, son of a like bitch, I gotta respawn now.
The little 12-year-olds that want to play this game professionally or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they will run up to you, spin in circles in front of you, and shoot you straight in the fucking head while they're spinning.
That's a bet on you for letting them spin for so long without shooting them.
Well, I mean, they don't just stand right in front of you. They, like, jump out of a window, spinning in circles while they're falling.
But it turns
out... And
then
just, boom, shoot you in the fucking head.
We're standing on top of a nest of, like, these, like, stinging, biting, like, waspy things.
And we've been shooting into the ground, which I'm pretty sure was where they live. Like,
in their opinion, you guys deserve to get bit.
Yeah, but in my opinion, it was fucking stinging me.
In my opinion, I was like, give me the fucking rifle!
I had my hand on the handle, not the trigger. The trigger hand was off.
The gun was still pointed at a 90-degree angle. It was parallel to the ground, right at human level.
I was trying really hard.
I know. I could see the concern in her face, and I think she could see the concern in my face.
You could see I was trying to not be like that about it, though. I was trying not to scare anyone and swing it around like a crazy person, because compared to how I wanted to be, I was really reserved.
Oh.
My inner monologue was like, don't be too bad, scare people. It was.
You guys have no idea what I'm really thinking.
As I'm trying to swat this thing off my leg.
With an AR-15.
No, I was using my hand for that. I had my hand off the trigger. I'm telling you people, there was no hand on the trigger.
Otherwise, she would have probably shot herself in the leg trying to get that bug off there.
Probably.
There were these bike riders that were riding up the fucking mountain.
Like mountain, like not a hill. We're talking a mountain. Yeah, not like a mountain to you Arizona people. An actual mountain.
Like up at the logging roads.
Yeah.
And we passed them, and then we pulled off like a quarter mile past them to shoot the guns off. And they probably, I don't know. Were
they like Sons of Anarchy bike guys, or were they like your Saturday Warrior guys?
They were on bicycles.
No, they were pedaling up the mountain.
Oh, shit, I thought you meant guys on a motorcycle.
No, that's why I emphasize for all the people who live in Arizona that we're talking an actual mountain. Like, Mount Rainier is technically a volcano.
Like we were probably...
I have a hard enough time driving up mountain roads. I can't even imagine fucking trying to pedal up one.
We were probably 7 or 8 miles, like, up this steep mountain logging road.
Wow.
Hardcore.
And we were emptying magazines.
And they were doing parkour? Oh, you said hardcore.
We were emptying magazines with a with an aggressive at an aggressive pace.
All of a sudden, I've got this image of these guys like dodging bullets, riding up the side of a mountain.
Well, no, I'm just saying that they were hearing like some rapid fire gunfire. That
like John, one magazine went off, and I don't think that like the first bullet had hit the ground by the time the last bullet was fired.
Just trying to scare people.
So they might have got moving a little faster when they started hearing that.
Just trying to help. Just trying to give them the motivation to get up the hill faster.
So once Chris got bit by the bug, the bug started being more and more aggressive.
As so tends to happen when you're swinging and swatting at things.
So we just...
I think if it lands on your leg, you have a right to swat at it. It's not like I was, like... throwing things into their little nest, but I think we were shooting into
We were throwing lead in there.
Quickly.
So we quickly threw all the munitions into the truck and got out of there.
Yeah.
And then, so I have these signs set up for people to come join us camping. And
like a birthday party? Like balloons and signs? And
like paper plates with your name on them?
Like you do when you go camping?
It's been a long time since I've gone camping and invited people.
So, I had 4 signs set up, and so I was picking my signs up as we were leaving. I got to the 3rd sign, which was the 2nd sign if you were coming, and I pulled the sign off, and I looked down, and there was another sign on the ground. One of my signs.
Yeah.
But it didn't make sense because I didn't leave it there. It was out on the road, right?
So somebody didn't want nobody to find your party.
Somebody took my sign. And I understand, like, if you just, like, want to be an asshole and you just ripped a bunch of signs down so you couldn't find nobody. But then you follow the trail to get to the next sign to leave my sign there. Almost just like a big fuck you. Like, I got your sign and I just want to show you, like, it didn't fall off. Like, I want to show you that I took it and put it here.
You know what's funny is we're listening to John complain about that, but I can see you being that guy. That would do that to somebody else.
I looked at it and I was like, it didn't, nobody wrote like, ha ha, got your sign. Which I might have, if I was to do that.
Yeah, that would, you would actually take
You lonely now, bitch?
You would take down all the signs and like travel to the actual campsite and just drop the signs in front of them and walk away.
But so John grabs the 2nd sign and he comes up to me, he's like, Krista, did I put 2 signs on this tree? And I'm like, no. And he's like, what did that first sign I gave you say? And I'm like, it was your sign with your initials on it. He's like this one? Yeah, just like that one. I'm like holding all 4 signs out. Like, yeah, this is the ones you picked up already.
Yep.
So somebody was out to get you.
Or wondering. The first one was on a stop sign, technically.
Oh, maybe the cops grabbed it. And
that's what we're wondering. If maybe they took it off a stop sign.
But would they?
They wouldn't have taken it to the next sign.
Yeah. They would follow it into the woods to...
I said maybe the ranger did it, like, as a message. Like, you can't put your shit on a stop sign.
We're thinking about going camping Labor Day also. So follow the signs if you want to go camp with us.
All the signs that say JC, you'll either end up at John's campsite or a church somewhere.
You see, somebody said you're going to have a bunch of Christians follow that JC sign. And so I put devil horns on it.
And not the Christians that you want. Like, not the fun ones.
Right.
We're talking the crazy ones that take the purple pills.
I've got a lot of friends that are Christians that I wouldn't mind going camping with. But yeah, the ones that would follow a sign that they find on the side of the road.
That just says JC on it.
With no intention of going to that place originally.
I think when you say the Christians.
That implies the crazy ones.
Yeah.
All right, so coming up, we're going to talk about some outdated technology, but first we've got Solveig and Stevie with Wishing Well right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZradio.com.
Love is like a wishing well of wonder. You watch the coin splash under, hoping they'll bring back what you believe. You kiss me and you lift me off the ground now. Then you make that sound, how I can't wait to get back what I received. And I
your eyes glazed over.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Sleep Rebellion with Empires of Lies. So, Johnny, you used to work for a moving company. What's the dumbest thing you've ever moved?
When we moved, we got to our new house, and we're unloading all these boxes. And we have one box just full of VHS tapes. It's a big-ass box. It's fucking heavy as shit.
Oh, yeah.
And we have another box that is labeled outdated technology.
I did not label it that. I packed it, and Chris labeled it that.
So this whole box is full of nothing but outdated technology.
John picks it up and looks at me and goes, "Really? You packed this?"
I mean, it was like,
is
it like
this should have been in the dump truck.
What is like a Sony Discman?
Yes.
There is a Discman
in there.
A Walkman?
And like you might want to keep the NES, but there's a VCR in there and just a whole bunch of nonsense that you should never... Like a little boom box, a little boom box alarm clock radio, like a beach one. It has like this little... Krista got it for her birthday.
Oh, you still got that? Because I could use that.
When she was like 5 or something.
I was like 11.
27 years ago she got it.
I remember at one point you guys had one that was like... It was like one of those beach ones that you're talking about. And it was bright yellow.
Same one.
Yeah, I got that.
Yep, still got it.
And it had like the cassette deck on the side.
Yeah.
I remember...
It's got a little clock and it's got a little door so you can put like your suntan lotions and shit in it. Yeah. Jeez. I got it.
Wow. You don't get rid of shit.
I do if it doesn't work anymore.
I remember that because I remember for some reason Dad and I were driving up after the... You guys had already gone up camping. And Dad and I were driving up there in the middle of the night and I remember listening to my Suicidal Tendencies tape on that thinking, this really isn't the mode that I should be listening to this album on. And because it was some kid's stereo.
Okay, if things quit working or aren't functional anymore, I get rid of them. But if they still work, why?
Didn't it say Fisher... Wasn't it a Fisher Price?
It wasn't a Fisher Price. I have a hairbrush, okay, that I've had since I was 12 years old. So Chris likes to make fun of me for having a 23-year-old hairbrush, but I know that I've had it that long because Tasha ate the handle on it. And Tasha was like 4 dogs ago.
That's just not necessary.
So I keep it in the trailer. It's my camping hairbrush now.
I guess the brush I've had for probably 15 years.
But it's
years.
A good hairbrush.
Why do
it's
you like have a
the,
brush?
It's like the anti-static
kind. I
got
the hair on the side.
It works really well.
And I've got that tuft of hair up on top that I have to brush and make look pretty.
What are you, Krusty the Clown? Top and some on the sides.
Homie, don't play that.
You were thinking...
Oh, there's that Krusty the Clown picture right there.
You brought up Krusty the Clown the whole time. I was thinking It.
Yeah, that'd be more of it.
I was thinking the clown from It.
John, look at the Krusty the Clown picture right there.
That's like long hair on the side. That's like a handlebar mustache.
You just said you got
a
hair on the sides and a tuft on the top. That's exactly what Krusty looks like.
Nice.
Pennywise is the clown from It.
Yes, there you go. And a great punk band from the 90s.
Who named that clown?
Stephen King.
Like, when did you ever hear the clown's name?
It's in there a couple of times.
Yeah, it's in there because it's scaring the kids and they're talking about him, scaring them.
Yeah, don't ever mention Pennywise. It's one of those kind of things where they just drop his name a couple of times throughout the film.
No.
Like Voldemort.
Yeah, the name that you shall not say.
Yeah, but they say his name a lot more in Harry Potter than they say Pennywise.
Yeah,
in it.
For somebody who's some dude whose name you're not supposed to say, they say it a lot.
Well, don't you know Harry is a gangster? He doesn't care.
That is not a word that I would ever associate with Harry Potter.
Have you watched the whole series?
I haven't. No.
There you go. You better watch the whole thing. You'll know.
We stopped at about, I think, the fourth film.
You watched 4 of the 7 and you didn't just finish the last 3?
Well, because we were waiting for somebody to finish reading the books because she didn't want it. She wanted to read the books before she watched the movies.
I hate those people.
No, well, I just...
Oh, it was Becca? I'm sorry.
Yeah, big shock there.
Well, I just couldn't get into the Half-Blood Prince. I still can't.
Well, then move past that one and watch the next one. Well,
yeah, so we just need to watch the movies. That's what it boils down to.
Yes.
And he's always blaming this on me.
I'm sure he's not trying to read the books.
Yeah, right.
I would much rather watch the movies than read the books.
Oh,
this is a counseling session right here.
Solved your problem. Now you're going to go and watch the
movies. You guys are like that. Galaxy from My Cat from Hell. You guys are just solving. You guys are fixing relationships.
We just have to get this shit out in the air. You know what I mean? Just get it out there.
We do what we do.
Yeah.
Which is it? Stop it. Which is a show that Becca found on Netflix, and we ended up watching an entire season. Well, she watched it while I tried to read my book because there was some... Idiot.
Oh, no, you were yelling at the TV screen.
Yes, but what was I yelling? Get the hell off my TV!
No, you were going, there's a cat!
So I finished Orange is the New Black and started watching Orphan Black. You guys quit watching Orange Is the New Black and started watching My Cat from Hell.
Well, actually,
we have two very different households going
on
here.
I'm really going to throw back onto the bus here because we watched the Bronies movie, the documentary about the Bronies, because I wanted to see it.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, there's a documentary about Bronies. You know what a Brony is, don't you, John?
Male. Is that where you take a shit and?
No, you're wrong already.
Oh.
It's not a brownie.
Not a brownie. Yes, that's a floater. But it's about adult men that like My Little Pony. And I was like, I have to see what the
it's
hell drives
not just
these
guys. My Little Pony.
You chose to watch a documentary about this.
Because because I've got a lot of friends that make fun of those guys. And I was like, oh, I'll watch the documentary. And it had John McClane, or what's his name?
It's not just that it's got Q in it.
Quit stuttering and finish your thought
if you're going to talk.
It's not just that it's My Little Pony. It's My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
Yeah, it's a certain subgenre of that My Little Pony. And I was like, I want to see what makes these guys tick that makes them think that this is okay.
So what made him make a documentary about those guys and not about like all the other people on My Strange Addiction?
Well, I think the reason they made that is because there's a movie out there called Trekkies where they went to like a Star Trek convention and
I picture this like Let's Be Cops. I picture this like these dudes are sitting around.
They're just trying to get
and
their
like,
names out there.
Let's be on My Strange Addiction. We're gonna. So they came up with this, and now it's just gone way too far. They're on their second movie about it, and they're like, what the fuck are we gonna do now?
I think who claims he's intimate with his car.
Now they have to. Like now they have to the rest of their lives be obsessed with this little My Little Pony.
So we watched this movie, and I'm sitting there thinking
that's gonna be the third movie. That's gonna be the third one. The actual.
Especially for this in the show, you just gave me the idea.
Helping people out. You're solving problems, John. You're a problem solver. So we watched that, and I'm sitting there thinking, all of my friends that have ever been to a Comic-Con convention have no right to make fun of these dudes. Anybody that's ever dressed up in cosplay has no right to make fun of these guys because it's basically the same thing, except for these guys have freaking pink manes on and are running around like pretending like they're freaking horses. It's not
I
right.
I think that in cosplay would be like... God, I don't even know. It's going way too far.
I agree. However,
I just call those people plushies and furries.
Yeah,
there was a dude in that movie. They're showing somebody from one of the Brony conventions, and there was a dude that looked like he was a freaking furry, and I'm like, that guy is just trying to mount one of these other horses.
They're just poor furries. They just can't afford the $4,000 costume.
That's
all they
is.
Can afford is the mane. They got it at like a bridal store.
Do you want a mane line?
Different. That's also a different...
Different
genre.
That's a whole another movie.
But that being said, I came home from work the next day and Becca was, or no, the next day was, we had pool league. I come.
You
home
walked into the house and Becca was dressed up like a pony?
She wasn't dressed up like a pony, but she had already made it through the first season of that My Little Pony show.
My Little Pony Friendship is Magic is amazing show.
I was picturing
okay,
you walk.
Let's not let her talk because that just made anything else you say invalid.
No, it's really well written.
I was picturing you walk into the house and Becca being in there with a little pony mane running around.
You know
and then the look on her face like someone just got caught jerking off.
You know all she makes is cat noises.
Meow.
Really?
You chose her.
I know. She wasn't like this when I met her.
Yes, I was. You're just denying it now.
Don't worry, Becca. We know the truth.
She was the only one that said yes. So, anyways.
You'd been married twice before.
Okay, we're not going to get into this. John and I can't handle that kind of problems. We can only handle little have you finished Harry Potter problems.
Okay.
Yeah, that might. And then the fight started.
Twice?
It's an inside joke. So, okay. So I'll tell you.
You have
guys
inside jokes about how many wives you have?
Yeah. So when I was like 7 years old.
You got married at seven?
Yeah. When I was like 7 years old, there was this girl across the street that had a huge crush on me. So they had this friend. And
she couldn't resist the boy who kept getting hit by cars.
That was later. And those cars just jumped out of nowhere.
That's what I always say too. Yeah.
So yeah, she had one of the neighbor kids invite me over to his house. And when I got down there was a whole they had a whole wedding set up that she was trying to get married to me. So the big joke is, then I ended up going to high school with her too. So I ran into her on Facebook and she said, how could I ever forget my first husband? I was like, Jesus Christ. I didn't even remember that until she started telling me the story.
Did you ever sleep with her?
No, we were freaking seven.
You said you went to high school with her.
Oh, we were completely different people by that point.
You were consummating the marriage or anything?
Yeah.
No, you can still pound one out, though, just because you're
completely different people.
Well, no, I'm talking about the fact we ran around with completely different crowds. I had long hair. I ran around with the stoner dudes, and she was a jock chick. So,
but still, you never got that first marriage annulled.
We didn't. It never actually happened.
So you're saying,
Becca, I don't believe it was put on by a legal representation of the state, so I don't think it needs to be annulled.
Yeah, I don't think that hippie across the street counts as a legal minister.
You're saying by the time you were in high school, she was like, oh, that guy, I had a crush on that guy?
Exactly. That's
she's
exactly.
Like, what the hell was I thinking?
I hope everybody forgot that already.
Hopefully he never remembers.
And then she reminded him. That's weird.
Yeah. Like 25 years or 20 years later.
Hold on a second. When you were 7 years old, 20 years later, you were still in high school?
No. I said she reminded me 20 years later when I ran into her on Facebook after we got out of high school.
That makes more sense.
Because she already had her real husband.
Yeah, exactly. She had a husband and kids by the time I met her, by the time I ran into her on Facebook. So anyways.
Run into her on Facebook.
That's how you run into people now. Somebody put on Facebook the other day, if you delete all your Facebook friends, how many real friends would you have? And I was like, first of all, just because they're on Facebook doesn't mean they're your real friends anyway.
No shit.
Like, you should know who your real friends are without
if you deleted some of your friends on Facebook, you won't be friends anymore. Like, Facebook is powerful.
That's true.
You only say that because our cousin deleted you as her friend.
And I've said some pretty crazy shit on there, and I'm still friends with her.
Well, don't blast the Noah movie, or you're on the list too.
I can't even believe I can't even imagine what John would have put on there to get a family member to disown him.
He said that the Noah movie didn't make God look bad.
What she posted was she wasn't going to watch the Noah movie because it portrayed God in a bad light. And I just responded with, this story is about God committing worldwide mass murder and genocide of everybody on Earth. How much worse could this movie make God look?
And the Christians decided to make it a children's movie.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you know the story,
yeah.
God killed everybody.
Well, and it was funny because right before that movie came out, we went and saw Hal Sparks down at the Parlor, and he went ballistic on the whole Noah thing because he grew up Catholic, and he was just talking about how pissed off he got kicked out of his Sunday school because of that story. That was the story that like drove him away from the church when he was a kid. And yeah, exactly. People are saying, well, it makes God look bad. Well, no,
I mean, the stories in the Bible aren't nice.
No.
So she didn't
There's a lot of rape and killing and screwing your
that's all
relatives.
They did.
Yeah.
So she didn't want her children to see to see things that I post about the real Bible and
then
them learn something and be
better people
angry about it or whatever. So.
So yeah, now they're not friends anymore.
I'm not butthurt about it though.
That's good. At least somebody in the family's not upset about it.
All right, and coming up after this song, Johnny's going to prove that not everything that happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But first, we've got David Gilbo and Better Look Both Ways right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Better look both ways before you take a step. Better look both ways before you step into the fray. Coming from the left, coming from the right, coming at you now with all they got, with all their might. Look out, look out, look out, look out. Well, here they come, they're coming on strong, they long for a fight. They follow like fools, a mob that's easily ruled. They're led to believe that those they meet are their enemies. Beware, 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 beware. Well, here they come, they're grinding down the numbers. look behind. Better look real good, because they could be out of their minds. Here he is.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Tyshawn with All We Need to Know Is Now.
Did we tell you about the pool tournament that I shot in?
No, we didn't. We didn't talk about that last week. I was asking you specifically.
Huh? I was looking at you. I was asking you specifically.
No.
No. I also went to Las Vegas for that pool tournament down there.
Yeah, you've been gone for you were here last week when we did the show, but you missed a couple of weeks.
I was in Las Vegas for 8 days. That's a long time in Las Vegas.
Hell yeah, it is.
And
After three, I'm ready to just walk home.
I shot terribly. I lost right away. So that gave me a lot of time to just fuck around in Vegas.
Which can be a good thing and can be a bad thing.
When is it ever a good thing?
If you're winning.
So I didn't know if I was going to get killed or not. I probably shouldn't tell you this because you guys would be like worried about me every time I go out that I'm just going to...
We do anyways.
Yeah, we're regardless of worried about you regardless. Regardless of your story or not.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're at a bar. Somehow we start talking about UFC. And this guy that I don't know was like, well, I know where the UFC training center is. It's like a secret. Because like for the Ultimate Fighter, Dana White doesn't want people
just like, showing up and
Seeing who's winning and losing and stuff. Because it would give away the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is awesome. Like, let's catch a cab and you can take me there. And so we're in a cab.
Because Dana White is the kind of guy you want to cross and piss off.
Well, I was more worried about this guy that I don't know roofing me and then taking me because we were going in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Where's my money? Why is my ass hurt?
Like, we were going in like this industrial area and just in the middle of fucking nowhere. And I think I asked
That's like the beginning of every CSI.
I think I asked the guy. I was like, you didn't fucking roofie me, did you? Back at the...
If you can ask if you got roofied, I don't think you did.
Well, you don't know.
And if he answers, he's a really bad criminal.
And so I went there. I saw the Ultimate Fighter Training Center, which was kind of awesome. Took pictures in the dark. Because like right when we got there, we get out and security is like fucking on us.
No way.
And I guess the fighters had like just left. We were like, oh, we're just going to take some pictures. Like, what can you do? It's like a public road. You know, they can't really fucking do anything to us. So we were pretty much just telling them to go fuck themselves. We'll be out here in a minute. And I took a bunch of pictures with no flash at night.
How'd they turn out for you?
Yeah, not too good.
Yeah, that's usually a story like that doesn't end with you just going, and then I went back to the hotel.
Another night we went to, we tried to go to this club at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's when it opens.
Yeah.
And we could not get in because we had Seahawk gear on and it was not proper attire.
Most clubs will not let you in.
At 4 a.m.
If you're wearing shoes and pants, you should be properly clothed for 4 a.m. in Vegas.
I can understand, you know, like a 9, 10 o'clock club. But a 4 a.m. club, you should be able to fucking wander in there.
That's true. Most by the time 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning roll around, most guys that are going to be thugging are passed out.
And I think that it's actually a fucking pool party, which makes me more pissed off. I believe it's a pool party.
You're right. If that's the one I'm thinking of, I've seen it on...
Dre's after party.
Yeah, I've seen it on, like, shows and stuff like that. Because I never dress properly to get into clubs like that either.
Well, and instead of that, we all just went to the craps table and... Crap, we lost all our fucking money.
Why it's called that.
So I lost my phone. I get back to the hotel and DJ texts my phone and was like, hey, we lost this phone. Please call me at this number. And someone turned it into security.
Really?
Yeah. First time that's ever happened.
They probably figured it was a tablet and they weren't going to be able to use it.
So I go to security and the guy's like, well, you have to describe your phone. And I was like, it's the biggest fucking phone you ever seen in your life. And he's like, oh, it's this one. and he hands it to me. That's how it went down.
I can imagine, yeah.
After that, DJ was carrying a 12th man flag in his pocket.
That's how we roll in Seattle,
that's
guys.
Right?
That's 12s, baby. That's gangster like that.
Well, and it's funny because I had a buddy that was in town from South Carolina that I work with, and he shows up and goes, what the hell is going on here? He goes, I was here a few years ago. He goes, you might see a 12 somewhere, like on one car. You might see a Seahawks. He goes, it is on every damn car that drives by now. He goes, you guys win one freaking game and you get all proud.
I'm not saying DJ had a flag in his pocket like he had like he's gonna wave this flag on a stick.
Well, no, it was like
you're gonna put it on a car. No, he had a 3x5 flag in his pocket, and so when they wouldn't let
us
in,
that's like Boy Scout shit to be able to fold that thing up to get it in your pocket.
So when they wouldn't let us in, he pulled that fucking flag out, and I held one corner and he held the other corner. And we walked through the whole casino, chanting something about the Seahawks because we were four o'clock in the morning. We were drunk.
No way.
And you'd be surprised how many people like jumped in. Like we had
12s are everywhere,
parade.
Man. We roll thick.
Like we had a fucking parade through the casino. like this is how, like this is how the 12s roll. Like we went down there to Las Vegas. We get there and we had to decorate the room with Seahawks stuff. There was two flags. One was on the front window so you could see it from the pool party. The other was back, you know, hiding the fucking lighthouse picture that's in every hotel room.
Sometimes it's a vase of flowers, John.
And the wait staff is thinking, oh, look at that. These Texas A&M fans came all the way up with their blue flags.
So I shot so bad.
I believe your exact words were, I hate this game. I'm selling my gear. I'm never playing again.
I almost pawned all my pool cues and put it all on black. So then I came home and I was all sad and defeated. And
although that has changed over the years because he didn't used to have that. Because I remember several times of him falling out of the motorhome at team events after drinking all night.
And I entered a tournament here, a tap tournament. There was 92 people in it.
Yeah.
And I took third place.
Nice. And I heard the guys that beat you, and to come in third to those guys is pretty, I mean, that's nothing to be ashamed of, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I've had.
Yeah, I only play my one night a week of pool, and it shows when I go to play on those one nights of week.
Sure does.
Yes, my game has gone to shit. And I really don't want to talk about that anymore. So we're going to get back into the music with The Crying Spell and Elemental right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Consumed by time, changing the blood. I was just a young boy. I stuck my chest out like a man. I thought that I knew it all, but I didn't even understand. I found myself lost and alone, afraid of my surroundings. Wishing that I was back home, and the devil never found me.
Thank you. making love to you is like eating birthday cake. I break off a big old piece and then I'll realize my mistakes. Once a year ain't bad, it's almost more than I can take. That's why I'm making love to you is like eating birthday cake.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Sweet Kiss Mama with Birthday Cake.
So, how can people find out more about you there, Johnny?
Facebook. Go to our page. Like us. Talk to us.
Interact with us. We're nice people.
Twitter at JohnCurtis316.
My Twitter is KristaCurtis1. C-H-R-I-S-T-A. Curtis and the number one.
And don't forget, you can email us at thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com. Hit us up. If you're in a band, you want us to play your music, hit us up with that as well. Or you can follow me on Twitter at JasonCurtis925.
And one thing I do want to remind you guys of is that nwczradio.com is running a Kickstarter right now. Go to kickstarter.com, type in NWCZ Radio, and pledge your money to us because we need your help.